So here's a picture way I look at things. Imagine your life is a flower garden, and every flower is a blessing God has put in your life. From a talent or a hobby or an award or a career or a relationship or, you know, all the things that you that make your garden special, right? And then one day a seed blows into your garden. And it's a weed. You had a bad day, right? And it grows and it shows itself to be a weed. And the first thing I always ask people when I see that, have that depiction on the PowerPoint, and I'm like, is your garden overtaken? Because people feel like you have this bad thing happen, you're like, my whole life is destroyed. I was like, is the garden overtaken? Mm-hmm. No. It's blocking out a little bit of sunshine and taking a little bit of moisture and nutrients out of the soil, but the garden is still prosperous. But if you allow it to block the sunshine and you allow it to continue to take those nutrients and water out of the soil, it's going to make more weeds and drop those weeds and more weeds will grow, right? And that's you pushing things out of your life, right?
Yep.
Allowing these weeds to grow and then more sunshine's blocked, more nutrients, more seeds drop and more flowers get blocked and you start pushing more and more weeds out of your life or more and more things out of your life, which is losing the flowers, right?
Yeah, because the weeds are pushing them out.
And eventually the weeds will overtake the entire garden if you allow it to happen. And that's when suicide happens. I tell people though, I'm like, at the end of the PowerPoint, it's just all weeds, right? And I'm like, now when you see that, do you want to approach it? Like when you go door knocking and you see a house that's run down and the screen door's slamming and the fence boards are half missing and you know it needed paint 10 years ago and, you know, do you want to knock on that door? I'm like, that's what it's like when you're angry, when you're depressed, you know, people see it and they don't want to come and knock on that door. They're afraid you're going to blow up and you probably will, right? So then I reset the entire picture. There's all the flowers are there again, right? And I let the weed come in because, or the seed come in because.
What are you gonna do?
Bad days are gonna happen. I can't stop a bad day from happening. Even if now that you know bad stuff's gonna happen in your life, and you've had hundreds of bad days already, you're gonna have 100 more bad days. It's gonna still continue. So that weed needs to land, or that seed needs to land. And here comes the weed. I'm like, but this is where you stop it. This is where the why me stops. And the what can I do for me starts. Like, how hard is it to pull that weed? You know, the hardest part is actually saying, hey, I got a weed in my garden. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part, right?
Recognizing the weed.
Yeah. And the second hardest part is then you got to go and pull the weed. And most weeds can be when they're first, is like a little pluck and it's gone, right? But at worst, you need a little shovel and you can pop that weed out of your garden. It's actually quite easy to weed a garden when all you have is one weed, right? But the whole point, though, of that weed blowing into your garden was it's God saying, hey, look, there's some soil there that could support a flower that you missed. And if you pull that weed, you can plant another flower and make your garden brighter, more beautiful, and stronger. And that's kind of what happened with me. Mm-hmm. I planted got to keep my flowers, and I planted more. And I think now, although there was nothing wrong with being a floor layer, I think my life is better than ever was. You know, I have way more purpose and meaning and passion and inspiration and gifts. And it's just brighter.